This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The U.S. Department of Justice is investigating Littleton Public Schools after a bus aide was shown on surveillance footage beating disabled children. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Parents of the victims say the school district and the Joshua School, which serves students with special needs, didn't do enough to address safety issues. The LPS school board recently approved a new policy. They will regularly view bus camera footage and do it more often for those buses carrying vulnerable children. But lawyers and parents say that's window dressing and that they need to face more consequences. Lawyers say they plan to sue LPS. Meanwhile, the bus aide faces felony child abuse charges and has a trial set for next year. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A new state health campaign aims to raise awareness of dementia. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Dementia is not a specific disease, but instead a term for the impaired ability to remember, think, or make decisions. Nearly 91,000 Coloradans older than 65 are living with Alzheimer's disease. The state health department is launching a push called Talk About Dementia. It includes details about the condition, warning signs, and the benefits of early detection. Some studies have shown more than 50% of people with dementia are never diagnosed. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Here at the start of a new college semester, some students in Denver are going to court for their part in pro-Palestinian demonstrations. CPR's Paolo Jalsita reports.
During the first week of an anti-war camp set up on the Auraria campus's Tivoli Quad last spring, 40 people were arrested by police officers on trespassing charges. About half were students or professors on the three-university campus. Several jury trials begin this week as they face trespassing and obstruction charges, punishable by up to a year in jail and or a fine. The anti-war camp was voluntarily taken down by organizers 3 months ago after protester demands were largely unmet. I'm Paolo Shalsada, CPR News.
Colorado's COVID numbers are ticking up again, and flu season is not far away. We'll hear about new vaccines in a few minutes. This is CPR News.